Open.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday. We had good soaking rain. Hopefully, where you live, you did too. The grass will turn green. The gardens will really, really enjoy this rain, and it will help to motivate them to really grow. So there's a lot to do, and if we can help you, the number to call, 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Tom, who's up first this hour?
First up, we've got Julian from Mass with a question about his spruce trees.
Julian, good morning. How can we help you out today?
Good morning, Paul. Hope you're doing well.
Thank you.
Paul, I have two dwarf Alberto spruces that I bought in June, and I put them in containers. And they've done very well, although the last week or 10 days, the tops have been turning brown and a little bit on the side. But there is new growth. Is there anything I can do to correct the situation?
Okay. The first thing I want you to do, Julian, take a sheet of white paper, and I want you to open up. I know the Alberta spruce is a very dense-looking plant, but open up a little bit of a hole with your hand. Put the white paper underneath the branches, and then tap the branches to force material to fall on the white paper. And once you notice that things have fallen on the white paper, you may have to tap the plant, you know, 4, 5, 6 times, maybe more. Look, pull out the piece of white paper and look at it carefully to see. You're going to have little, like, dots on the white paper, like if you took a ballpoint pen and you just tapped it on the paper, that's small. If you have little specks that fall on the paper and they begin to move, you have an insect called spider mite or red spider. Now, this is very common when you have a dense growing evergreen. And when last week, the week before, we had all the 90 degree weather, the hot, humid, muggy weather, well, that's when red spider gets most of its growth. If you see this happening, you want to buy a product called All Season Oil. Now, red spider, for example, if you have temperatures at 70, 75, you will go from an adult to laying an egg, the egg hatching, in about 2 weeks, maybe a little bit more. At 80, that time is cut in half. At 90, the red spider can multiply itself, reproduce itself, mature, become an adult, and lay eggs in about a week. Once you get above 90 degree temperature, it can be as fast as 4 days. And the most effective product is called All Season Oil, not the typical oils that you would put on a fruit tree called dormant oil. If you use dormant oil, you're going to burn the foliage. So you need something that can be used all season long. Bonide, Lawn and Garden, they produce something called all-season oil. You spray it on your plant, and the way that it works is when you get it on the insect, so that you have to make sure that you can penetrate through the foliage. Once it gets on the insect, it will plug up all of the pores on the skin of the insect. It won't be able to breathe, and it will suffocate and die. So it cannot build resistance to it. So take, when you apply it, put on a pair of rubber gloves, open up the plant, and really get it on the inside. And then once you've applied it, done a real good job, you want to repeat it in about 2 weeks. So two applications a couple weeks apart, and a liquid fertilizer like Miracle-Gro or Mere Acid for evergreen-type plants to try and push some energy into that plant quickly that the insects took out when they were feeding on the plant. Okay? You give that a try, and you'll be in great shape. Great question. Thank you. Tom, who is next?
Next up, we've got Gus from Mass with a question about his blue spruce.
Gus, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I wait every Sunday morning for this program.
Thank
very,
you.
Very interesting, and I've learned so much in the past. I have a problem with blue spruce that I have. It's approximately 6 feet in height. About a foot to a foot and a half of the bottom stems have dried up, and they're actually dead. The rest of the tree looks just fine, and I'm wondering if it's, winter damage, or it's primarily on the north to northeast side of the tree. The south side has got a little of it, not much.
Okay, how much sun is the blue spruce getting?
Oh, it gets quite a bit. It's practically all day.
Okay. I want you to use the same technique as I told Julian earlier. You could have spider mite on your plant. So you put a sheet of paper, you can put it on the dead branch and see what happens, but then come up on the branch above it, because sometimes these insects will start at the base and work their way up, and you will get a gradual thinning of the foliage, where the tree doesn't look as dense as it did earlier. So put a sheet of white paper between the branches, tap the branches above it until you see that some type of material is falling on the white paper. Pull it out, examine it closely. Now, we have a little bit of a problem with a blue spruce compared to a green. And it's this. The coloration of your blue spruce is a dust. And if you were to take your finger and rub the needle, you will see that the needle will change color, because that blue look is a powder made by the plant to give it its unique coloration. If you take the all-season oil and you saturate the whole tree, which is the right thing to do, you're going to lose some of that blue color. Take it from me, because I have a dwarf blue spruce in my yard, and I had a red spider. I sprayed it, and I lost most of the blue dust on it. But I had no choice. It was either kill the red spider, or the red spider was going to kill the tree. So, I sprayed it, I lost a lot of the blue, it did not look as pretty, but the following spring, when the new growth came out, the new growth had all of that blue powder on the needles, and the plant regain its beautiful color. If I had not done it that way, then I really could have had a problem. So oil is the best, but you run the risk of losing some of your coloration. The other way would be to get something that's designed for red spider. Go to your local garden center. Tell them that you have spider mite on it, and they'll be able to give you a product that will take care of it. Unfortunately, there is no systemic product right now. Like tree and shrub, they will take care of a multitude of insects, will not control mite in plants. Bayer is working on something that is systemic, but there is nothing right now. So the product that will is called Isotox, I-S-O-T-O-X. The other one is called Orthene, O-R-T-H-E-N-E. And those two products will not lose the coloration of your foliage. Okay? But white paper under the branch, tap the branch until you see material falls, and then look at it carefully. If it moves and it's small, it's a mite.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Do you want to stay all natural? Then use all seasoned oil from Bonide to control aphids, mealybugs, mites, and scale in your vegetable and flower garden. Also great for your trees and shrubs. Also new and all natural, a Japanese beetle killer with pyrethrum. And for your flower and rose garden, Rose RX 3-in-1 for organic rose and flower gardening. That's Bonide, where gardening isn't scary.
The weather has put a lot of stress on our gardens. Tomatoes are slow to grow and fruit will have a problem to mature properly. If you had black spots on the underside of your tomatoes last year, eliminate them this year with Tomato Maker from Organic Labs. Tomato Maker will keep tomatoes healthy. To keep your garden organic and trouble-free, use Organocide to control insects and diseases in all of your gardens. That's Organocide from Organic Labs. Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the pollen with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. Tom, who's next?
Next up, we've got Peter from Cape Cod with a question about green beans.
Good morning, Peter. How can we help you with your beans this morning?
Good morning, Paul. I've been listening last week, too, about not getting pole beans and so forth. I discovered what it was the birds are eating all the flowers off the plants. So I went and I bought netting, and I put it over that, and then they started on the bush beans. Is there anything else you can do to stop the birds from destroying the beans?
The birds are eating the blossoms, huh?
Yes.
Hmm.
I've never seen that before.
That's the first I've heard about it. I'll tell you what, Peter. What I want you to do is to send me an email.
Yep.
And my email address is pparent, P-A-R-E-N-T, at roadrunner.com.
Okay.
And I'll make some calls and get some information for you.
Yeah, because I put the netting on. I pulled all the pole beans out and I replanted them. And then I put the netting on and so forth. I caught 3 or 4 birds in the netting already.
Wow.
But I've never seen that happen. So anyhow, I'll send you the email and hopefully we can get an answer on it.
Yeah, I'll make a few calls. I have friends that work at seed companies and see if we can find something out for you.
I appreciate it.
Okay.
It's driving me nuts.
I don't blame you, because if they take the flowers off, then you don't have any green beans on them.
And it's one of my favorites, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Because I had that problem last year where, I mean, I would have like 3 and 4 beans here and there scattered through the whole plant. This year I went to bush beans, and we had some 3 nights this week. My yellow beans are now mature, and this afternoon when things dry out, I'm going to go pick yellow beans, and we're going to have a feed on them also. And because I like both the green and the yellow, I'll make dilly beans with them. I pickle them, and they're great at night. You're watching the ball game, and a cold glass of beer and some dilly beans. You can't beat it. But let me see what I can find for you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. And I know a lot of you last week asked me for the book on orchids. And I was really out straight. I didn't get a chance to do that. But that I will send to you this week, I promise. Okay? Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Elena from New Hampshire with a question about her fruit trees.
Eleanor, good morning. How can we help you with your trees?
Paul, every Sunday I learn something new from you. And I just want to say how much I appreciate you. I feel like you're my last hope because I have a weeping cherry and I have a peach tree. And I just realized the weeping cherry suddenly obviously looked like it was dying. I found a tree expert who came out and was very kind and said that he really didn't want to take my money because it's what they call Nepria canker. And there's all this yellow gum stuff running down the trunk in several places. And now I'm told that the peach tree, which I haven't been down to yet, looks like it has the same thing, and it's loaded with peaches. And I'm wondering, he said to call him in 2 weeks, and if the tree was still alive, there was maybe come fall. I went online, I looked everything up that I could find, and I guess come fall, they talk something about spraying with a copper or something or other to try to beat this. I guess it's some sort of a fungus disease or something.
Right, right. And liquid, you can buy liquid copper, you know. You wouldn't have to have him come in and do it. If you go to your local garden center, Bonide Lawn and Garden has a copper spray that you can put on with your bottle sprayer that you attach to the hose or a pump can type sprayer. And that's something that you can do. And the reason that you do it in the fall is as your days get shorter, your fungus is making spores that will spread with the air, and the copper will prevent the spores from germinating and creating more of a problem. So go down to your garden center, and what you want is a copper spray, but Bonide Lawn and Garden does make it, and it should be available at your local garden center. If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
What's cooking at PriceKitchen.com? Plenty! Low prices on your favorite kitchen brand appliances, Vitamix blenders, Omega juicers, reverse osmosis systems, and more. Plus, free shipping on it all. PriceKitchen.com gives your family the tools for a healthy lifestyle by eating more fruits and veggies and drinking pure water. Go to PriceKitchen.com. Great selection, low prices, free shipping. PrizeKitchen.com. We help make healthy lifestyles convenient.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Tom, who's next? Tom, who's next?
We've got a question from Ernie from Mass calling about his hibiscus.
Ernie, good morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Hi, Paul.
Hi.
We've got three potted hibiscus plants on a table about 3 feet high on our deck, and something at night is getting to these plants and chomping off the stems and the flowers, and we're hoping you can tell us what we can do to save the plants.
Where do you live, Ernie?
In North Billerica, Mass.
North Billerica. Is it a woodsy type area, or is it?
Oh yeah, no, we have woods.
We have woods. Boy, if it's getting up on a table that's 3 feet, it could either be a deer, or if the chairs are there where the animal could climb up, it could be a woodchuck that's getting up on top of that table.
Yeah, this is it's a skinny table, and it's on the deck, so something has to walk up on our deck, which is they got to walk up the steps. Three or four steps.
Yeah. Are they eating anything else on your property, any other plants or flowers?
No, they're just going after the hibiscus. We've got lots of plants, we've got a garden, and once the hibiscus went into bloom, these things started showing up and chomping off the stems and the blossoms. And we'd come out in the morning and there'd be pieces all over the ground.
Okay, well, I mean, if it's up on the deck, I would find it hard for a deer to get up there. To me, it has to be a woodchuck. Now, there's a couple things.
You've got to be awful agile to climb.
Before you go to bed, I mean, you wouldn't want to do it tonight because everything's wet. But if there's no rain in the forecast where you are, get a little bit of powder. Just regular cooking flour, rather, not powder. You could use baby powder. But either baby powder or flour. I put a very light coating right on the table to see what kind of a footprint is there in the morning. Because it could be a bird also that's coming in at night, but if you put baby powder or flour, a very thin coat, enough that if they walk on it, you'll be able to get a footprint, that could tell you what that particular problem is. And if it's a bird, then you're going to have to use something different than if it is a woodchuck. But I would try something like a liquid rabbit repellent. And Barbex is very, very good. Barbex is a systemic, which means when you apply it to the foliage on the flower, it's absorbed directly into the plant, and the rain, a normal rain, will not wash it off that plant. So it will last. If you put a powder and you get rain, the powder will wash off the plant. So you need something that will stick or become systemic. But first of all, try either putting baby powder or flour, and that will give you a clue of what's doing it. If it's a bird, then you can use a bird repellent type product. So first of all, you have to find out what it is, and the only way that you'll be able to tell without staying up all night is to try either baby powder or flour. But it can't rain when you do it because it will wash it off the table. So you give that a try and see what happens. Okay? Thank you. Tom, who is next?
Next, we've got Sue from Cape Cod with a question about nutgrass.
Hey, Sue from beautiful Cape Cod. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, Paul. Thanks. I love your show.
Thank you.
At the end of your show last week, you mentioned nutgrass or nut sedge grass. Are they the same thing? And what is it
yes.
that you suggested to do for that stuff?
They're up until this year, Bayer had a product 3 years ago that controlled nut sedge in their broadleaf weed control, and it worked absolutely incredible. Well, the government decided that they didn't want it in the product, and they banned it. And for the last 2 years, we have not had a nut sedge or nut grass killer. Scotts just had approved in late May, early June, a new nut sedge killer. It comes in a ready-to-use bottle that you spray it directly on the nut sedge, and it will kill the little nuts at the base. If you go through your lawn and you pull them all out, you've just made things worse. Because what will happen is you pull the mother plant out, and by doing that, you activate all of the little nuts in the ground, and they will make a brand new plant. But instead of one, you now have 21. So this new product made by Scotts, some of the nurseries don't have it, but if you ask them, they can get it for you. But it's Scotts Nut Sedge or Nut Grass Killer, and it works wonderful. They sent me a sample in May. I used it and everything died. Now, it doesn't hurt your lawn, so that you can walk on your grass, and again, it's a ready-to-use. You can hit the individual clumps of nut grass, and it will not hurt your good lawn grasses. Okay, but Scotts is the only company that has it. Nuts Edge Killer. Thank you. Great question. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Tom, who's next?
Next up, we've got Ben from Mass with a question about his pumpkins.
Ben, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. This has been a pumpkin morning.
Paul, I'm having a real dilemma.
What's happening?
What's happening? I can't find pumpkin to make a pumpkin pie. Market managers are telling me that they're having a problem with it. People are buying it for their pets. Just what's going on?
What do you mean? You're having a problem finding it into the supermarket?
Nobody carries it.
Huh. Well, part of the problem is you're at the end of the season. So the canned pumpkin that would normally be in the store now came from pumpkins made last September and October. So
I haven't been able to find it for a year, sir.
Huh. Well, I mean, I found some at Shaw's Supermarket the other day when I was there. Have you gone to, like, Shaw's or Hannaford or...
Right.
And you haven't found anything, huh?
Oh, now why are they feeding it to pet store?
Why are they selling it to the pet store? That, I don't know.
People are buying it for their pets. I'm trying to figure that out.
Well, I mean, they must be using it as some type of a supplement.
Maybe one of your callers might have the answer.
Yeah, well, I'll look into it and find out.
Okay.
But you know, this is the end of the year.
Right.
For plants like that. So, it's just like, apples that you buy in the supermarket now. Those are all fresh because those are apples coming in from either the West Coast, or they're coming in from a different country. Those are new apples. The apples that we get in April and May, those are apples that have been in storage during the winter so that we would have fresh apples available. And they've been able, through different types of technology, they know how to take an apple from the orchard, put it in a refrigerator, and keep it from breaking down. When I was at school at UMass, I took a course on apples and large fruit. And one of my professors was doing research on keeping apples in refrigeration. And they were playing with different temperatures. They were looking into ethylene gas to try to keep them from going bad. And they're working with newer hybrids of apples that will stay in storage for a longer period of time. And not all apples will keep. Some varieties of apples, it doesn't matter what you do, they will not keep in refrigeration. They're a short season apple, and you have them for a limited time, and then they're gone. While some of them are really, really hard, and they will keep for a long period of time. But there's continuous research being done on that at a lot of universities in states where apples are a major crop for that particular state. But again, pumpkins is a seasonal crop. It comes out in the fall only. And so when the crop comes out, they can it, they sell it, and when it's gone, it's not like You can plant tomatoes inside a greenhouse, and you can have tomatoes all year. Pumpkins are very, very unique, and it's not a plant that you could grow in, like, Texas. It's too hot. The plant loses too much moisture through the foliage with the heat, and pumpkins do not grow in Texas. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Barbara from Mass with a question about our arborvitaes.
Barbara, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I hope you can help me. I have arborvitaes in my yard, and I have quite a few of them. And
mm-hmm.
I don't know whether they're not being watered enough. I had them planted, and the people that planted them put a lot of red bark mulch around them.
Okay.
And but they turn. Most of them are turning like a brown. Like I don't know if it's they're dying or they're burnt or what.
Okay, these are newly. Newly planted?
Yes, probably maybe a month and a half, 2 months.
Okay, and how often are you watering them, Barbara?
About every day or every other day.
And do you set up a sprinkler to spray water on them, or how are you watering them?
No, I have a hose with a, you know, the thing on it. And
with
I,
a nozzle?
With a nozzle. And I bend down and, you know, water them all around and, you know, and they puddle. You know, form a puddle. And then the puddle, goes down.
It soaks in well. Okay.
It soaks in.
Okay. We'll talk right after this break.
We do not want you to be alarmed by what you're about to hear, but your lawn is in danger. Japanese beetles have spread to the entire eastern half of the U.S. That includes you. Aside from decimating trees, gardens, and rose bushes, these advancing beetles will lay thousands of eggs beneath your lawn. Eggs that become grubs, with an insatiable appetite for the roots of your grass. These grubby gluttons lie hidden for months, literally eating your lawn from the inside out. Should you be alarmed? Yes, and no. Not if you use Scott's Grub-X, the leading product for the prevention of grubs. Grub-X kills Japanese beetle larvae as soon as they hatch, so they never have a chance to destroy your lawn. Again, there is no cause for alarm. One application of Grub-X is guaranteed to work, but you need to act now. Because where there are beetles, there will be grubs. Scott's Grub-X is available at lawn and garden centers everywhere, in a red bag with a large, ugly grub on the front. Better there than in your lawn.
Manure. It's not a pretty word, yet some plant food is made of it. Not Whitney Farms plant foods. They're organic and loaded with naturally occurring high-energy proteins plants need to develop strong roots. Not low-energy manure. Want strong roots and well-fed plants? Use Whitney Farms. You'll see the big, beautiful results. Plus, you won't get dusty or smell like manure when you're done working with Whitney Farms. Buy them today at your independent garden center and hardware store.
Prepare to get pumped about killing weeds and take the 5-minute challenge with the Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Just pump it up for up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. Squeezing trigger spray bottles will kill your hands, but the Pump and Go Sprayer will keep you going strong and weeds won't stand a chance. Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Hard on weeds, easy on you.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. ZeoKing Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your ZeoKing Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. or visit ZeoKing.com. That's ZEOKing.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
Go off the grid for worry-free phone calls now. Yes, worry-free, affordably priced, no-hassle mobile, residential, or business phones can be yours at offthegridphones.com. Our plans start at only $14.99 per month for residential and only $39.99 per month for mobile. And our mobile rates include taxes and surcharges. That's cheaper than the top three providers in North America. What makes us off the grid? We never ask for your social security number and never run a credit check or make you sign a contract, something those large phone companies can't offer. Offthegridphones.com offer some of the lowest, most affordably priced plans in the industry. And popular low-priced mobile phones are available too. So make the switch today to offthegridphones.com for mobile, residential, or business phones. Get your off-the-grid phone by calling 800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553 or go to offthegridphones.com. Affordable, private, all this and more at offthegridphones.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. The website, www.paulparent.com. And remember, go to the website, sign up for our newsletter. It's free. It's every Thursday, and there is always great information for you that you can understand. Tom, who's next?
Next up, we've got Carolyn from Rhode Island with a question about her zucchini.
Carolyn, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I'm calling
Hi.
About my zucchini plant. So far, I've only picked one zucchini. And I looked at the flowers, and most of them have the long stems, so I'm sure that's the male flowers. I haven't gotten any female flowers. Can I do anything about it?
There really isn't much that you can do. I mean, if you're getting a lot of flowers, those are the male, and that's great that you understand that. But it's just a matter of time, and I don't know what it is. I've talked to a lot of different breeders on this, and say that that's one of the questions that I get a lot, especially during August. And the answer that they always give me is the plant will make five or more male flowers for every one female. But you should be getting more. And if the plant is healthy, it's got great foliage, it's making a lot of blooms, you've done nothing wrong. It's nothing in the soil that's missing. It's just that the plant is not ready to make blooms, but you know, it's August. This plant should be ready. It's been in the ground since May. You've had all of June to grow. You've had July to grow. It's now August. But there really isn't a heck of a lot that you can do, Carolyn. What I would try and do is maybe pull off some of the male flowers. If you take a look at your clump, and if there's, you know, 30 or 40 male flowers, pull half of them off. because as the plant loses blooms, it has to renew flower production to encourage seed development. So if you keep pulling off some of the blooms, the male ones, maybe the plant will decide that I better start making some female flowers on it. I have three big clumps of summer squash in my garden, and out of the three clumps, I've pulled maybe a dozen all year long. And last year, at this time, I probably had three dozen. So I don't know if it's the heat, but I will tell you that during July, when we had temperatures above 90, that if there were male and female flowers that were in bloom during the heat of the day, those flowers were killed with temperature. So
yeah.
Now that things have cooled off, it probably wouldn't hurt to get some Miracle-Gro, give them a good soaking to encourage some new growth. But try removing some of the flowers and let's see what that does. And I'll make a few more calls this week and see what I can find. If I can find something that's unique and stands out, then I'll put it in the newsletter, and we'll talk about it next Sunday. But as far as I know, there's nothing the matter with the plant. If it's green, it's healthy, it's got all kinds of blooms, try pulling some of the male flowers off to see if you can shock the plant into producing a few female plants. Okay? Now, it is August, and we're getting to the end of the growing season. We still have plenty of time, but what I want you to do is to get the liquid food on your garden. Miracle-Gro, the liquid feed, any of the blue fertilizers, those are water-soluble. Fish emulsion, liquid seaweed. Get the water-soluble fertilizer on your annuals, on your perennials, and definitely in the vegetable garden. It's too late in the year for a long-term food. You need results now. Water-soluble will do it. So get the blue stuff out and let them eat so they can produce.